Good afternoon, Curtis Allen Designs.
Oh, hi, Jeffrey, please.
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Tina from Local Splash.
Just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
Curtis Allen Designs is a remodeling and interior design firm providing quality craftsmanship and service across Southwest Florida for four generations. Our in-house team of experienced designers and specialized contractors are dedicated to bringing your vision to life.
Hi, sorry.
Hi, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Curtis Allen Designs is a remodeling and interior design.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
So my name is Alexa and this is April, and we are part of Curtis Allen Designs, and my dad, he'll be in here in just a few minutes. He's Jeff. But we're anxious to inquire about your services.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? He told me about both of you, and I just don't remember. I know one of you does more of the marketing, right?
Oh, actually, that's my daughter.
Yes, and she actually just stepped out for a few minutes. But
cool. You guys are a family business of four generations, he was telling me, huh?
Yes, we are.
That's so awesome.
Yes, we all kind of help each other out hand in hand.
Okay, so I will kind of go back and explain the program to you in a nutshell, and then, you know, if your dad arrives, we can, you know, kind of go over any questions that you have when he shows up. But what we do is we optimize businesses to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, okay? And it's a high revenue generating section because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off of the first page in the local map section of Google, which is what we specialize in. And then yet less than 1% will click to the second page, you know, and
How we do that is through,
it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So the one thing that sets our company apart, and I believe that your dad was referred to us because he knew someone that was using our program with a lot of success, is what sets us apart is we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. And what that means is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google. So all of our technicians are Google certified. They go through all of the training. But if we ever reach a hiccup or a problem with a listing that we can't get fixed, then we have the support staff at Google that assists us. So that's, you know, an elite status. There's only 7 companies in the nation that has a premier partnership. We're one of them. Okay. And then also part of what we would do in addition to optimizing you on the first page of Google and Bing is we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into that mobile platform, now you'll also come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then you'll have Facebook ads, too. So because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And what that means is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's, you know.
What is the ad that would be, like, is it like our, is it from our Instagram? Like, where does it come from? Like, what is it that they see?
They would actually use your business Facebook. And I don't remember from talking to your dad the other day, do you have a business Facebook set up already, or is it just the Instagram?
No, we have the Facebook too.
Okay, good. Yeah, so they would actually run the ads on the Facebook news feeds of the people in the area that are searching for your services, and you'll be able to see previews of the ads in the dashboard. So in the client dashboard, you have an interface where you'll be able to see how many new clients came from Google, how many new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very
transparent. I know that you told me that it was like this whole thing about, you know, the background of, you know, how we get on the first page of Google. But just in layman terms, like in just a few sentences, like there must be some things that you're doing that we're able to understand that you focus us to get us there. Right.
So it's all done in the programming and the optimization. So if you guys decide to move forward, we would create what's called a client interview. And that's about a 20, maybe 30 minute appointment where you would talk to one of our technicians and they would go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. After that client interview, they would have you add us as a manager to your Google page and to your Facebook page. And
so
then we would start.
Would be the keywords? Is it the keywords that you're using to?
Exactly. Exactly. It would be by the keywords because you guys have very beautiful interior decorating, kitchen designs, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, you know, so you wouldn't want someone that's in your area looking for a pressure washer to find you, right? So we would program you in.
When you talk about people in our area and we talk about Google, where mm-hmm. are we going to be reaching out to? Like, I don't know if you know where we are exactly, but we're in Fort Myers, Florida. So are mm-hmm. we going to be reaching down into Naples? Like, how exactly is your stream going? So that's what I'm interested in knowing. I know that there are the key words, like our kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, design, this, that, whatever. So those are the key
right.
things that people are going to be looking for. But I also want to know, with you doing that, are we going to get leads from Naples, or are they too far south? Like, what are the other parameters of our area?
Okay, great question.
Because we're in Fort Myers, and quite frankly, we have Estero, which is south of us, but then east of us, we have an area called Lehigh, North Fort Myers,
okay.
which we'll never be doing business there.
Okay, so you don't like
so
the Lehigh area, but you like
They're not going to pay our prices, and that's the problem.
Okay, okay. So the easiest way to answer that question is to let you know that on Google, the listing, when I talk about the local map section and the highest revenue generating section online, it is set to your business address, which is in Fort Myers. Now, that doesn't mean that you would only be found in Fort Myers, because it works as a large net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then you can spiderweb out into the surrounding areas based on the relevancy, the keyword popularity.
That's
right.
An issue happening, and it's something that is a huge issue. Now, where we're located right now is we're not going to leave this spot for a number of reasons.
Okay.
So we are going to stay here, but we haven't looked at it yet, but we were even just considering getting like something way south of here, so that we can generate the clients from that area. Because without that, the people who live in Naples and who live in southern Estero, we're not going to connect to. And that's where I feel that we're really losing our base. And that's where our jobs are expensive. And
mm-hmm.
that's where the money is. And we're not
sure.
getting those people. So that's a problem
okay.
for us.
Okay, I get it. So with the Facebook ads, and that's part of why we bundle them with this program, is those we can target anywhere you like without having an address. So with this program, you're definitely getting the best of both worlds, where you can capitalize on a book of business that's in your backyard and some of the surrounding areas on Google. But on Facebook, you can target Naples and all of those areas specifically where you think they're high-end and people can, or actually, you know, based on the area, you know, they're high-end and people can afford your services, right? So that's the beauty of this. Now, there's also a couple of other ways that you could get on the first page in Naples. One is good, which is the one you suggested, like trying to get some traction down there and set up a business address down there and create a new Google business page, right? That way you'd have a first page listing in the maps on Google if you wanted us to optimize, you know, that location instead of the Fort Myers, or if you wanted to do both, you know, so that's just a preference, what you wanted to do. And Google will reject what's called a PNB address. So you can't do it with like a post office box or a UPS store or something like that. But if you have a friend or a relative or a colleague that has a residential address in that area and they agree to let you use it, you could absolutely use that to get a Curtis Allen Designs listing set up in Naples, because what would happen is once Google verifies it, the address could be hidden on the profile, right? Mm-hmm. So it would show as Curtis Allen Designs in Naples, but the actual address would be hidden. So that would be another, you know, way that you could do it, okay? Another option would be to do Google pay-per-click ads. Have you heard of the Google AdWords, or have you tried those before?
Yeah, we have that.
Okay, you have the Google AdWords. So those, as you know, they get very, very expensive, and they're constantly rotating on and off the page depending on what people's budgets are, right? So that's another option. And then the third option is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
No, okay. So I have to check if it's available in your area, and if it is, I'll explain it to you real quick. So let me just double check here. I'll put in 33901 for the postal, even though you want to target Naples. I want to just look at if it's available in your general area. And then I'll put, it might not have specific like kitchen remodeler or interior designer, but if I select the general contractor, then they can run you for those keywords and those ads under the general contractor vertical, which is, you know, Google only offers it for certain categories. So, okay, good news. It's actually available in your area. So let me explain to you how it works. Is have you done a search lately and seen something kind of unique where you'll do a search and you see like a couple of companies at the top that have like a green check mark next to them and they actually say Google Guaranteed? Have you seen that yet?
I think so. It's almost like Google Verified.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it has the green check mark next to it. So what that is it's a brand new pay-per-lead program through Google. When I say brand new, it just rolled out in May of last year. And they did it very, very sporadically, where it was just available for certain categories and certain, you know, areas. As it's growing, they're offering it to more people. But how it works is you have to pass a background check, and you're a fourth generation company. I don't think you'd have any problem with it, but you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the reason they call it Google Guaranteed is once you pass the background check, they guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you had a lead that you took on through the Google Guaranteed and you went and did a ton of work for someone, and at the end of it, they, you know, are disgruntled and they're asking for their money back. Google could actually get involved in that and refund the client up to $2,000 of that cost if it's a valid complaint, right? So that's one benefit of it. Also, the second benefit of it is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like the cookie cutter lead services, like, you know, Thumbtack or Angie Leads or anything like that. But yeah. those leads are being sold to, you know, you, for example, and everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Yeah.
But with this program, Google offers an exclusive lead system where it would be coming only to you. And we have a department that monitors the leads. So if you ever got, you know, someone calling on it that's looking for a job or they're not a valid lead, automatically you don't get charged for those. So you only get charged for the ones that you're taking in our actual leads. Now, the lead cost would be $54.67 each. And we run a minimum activation budget of 13 leads to start it. So it would be $713 roughly. We like it if people stay within that, you know, 13 leads per month, but it works like an escrow account. So let's say you pass the background check, and that all that requires, and you could start that today if you wanted to, it's a one-time $250 non-refundable application fee, okay? That process takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Now, because the program is newer, we're knocking them out more around the 4-week mark. So once you're approved, they would call you and say, okay, good news, you guys are approved for the Google Guaranteed. We're going to start the activation budget, and we're going to charge the $713. And then let's say within that month, you only take on 5 leads, right? So the next month, you don't pay the full $713, you just pay for the 5 leads to kind of replenish that bucket. And that's what I mean when I say it works like an escrow account. So a lot of people are just going crazy over it because it's the highest profitable marketing that's known online right now because it is exclusive and because it's being rolled out by Google. So people are, you know, seeing a lot higher return on it than anything. So, you know, you can do it as a standalone if you wanted to do it that way, or you could bundle it together with that $299 package that I was suggesting to you, which is what I would recommend because that section, it would be unlimited, right? So you don't have to pay per phone call or per lead or per click. So with that, you know, first package I'm talking about, it doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 leads in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 in a month, right? So with that, it's definitely a benefit to be on the first page ranking there. But with the second one, you could just, you know, target specific areas with the Google Guaranteed and say, hey, I want them to run exclusively in Naples or exclusively in these certain neighborhoods, and then we would set up the campaign accordingly. So I think if you kind of bundled this program together with the Google Guaranteed, they're also known as local service ads on Google. So if you, you know, do that, that's probably the way that you guys would get the most bang for your buck and the highest return on investment.
Okay.
And we pick the areas. Or is it just one consolidated area based on your address?
Yes, great question. So, Jeff, what I was telling your daughters is with the Google bundle package that I was discussing with you initially, that's tied into your Fort Myers address. So that doesn't mean you'd only be found in Fort Myers. But on Google, that's where you would be, you know, pin verified and ranking, and it would spiderweb out into some of the surrounding areas. But if you want to show in Naples, you know, then you could do the Google pay-per-click ads, or you could do the Google Guaranteed, which the Google Guaranteed is much better than the Google pay-per-click ads because those ads, you have to pay for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or if it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up, right? So that's the downside of the pay-per-click ads. Those are getting charged and they get very, very expensive, right? But with the Google Guaranteed section, since it's a pay-per-lead program, they're monitoring it and you're only getting charged for the leads that are actually valid. And those we can run anywhere. Now, I'm also a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. So sometimes I get, you know, a client that says, hey, I want to spend $5,000 today and I'll take everything. I want the guaranteed and I want the ads and I want everything. And that's great. You know, I'll set them up, but I always tell them, you know, why not start with the smaller bundle package or just do the smaller bundle package and the application fee initially for the Google Guaranteed. And then once your phone starts ringing and you get a return on that, then you can reinvest some of it into getting, you know, a higher package or more leads, if you will, because you don't have to stick with just 13 leads a month, but that's the minimum requirement for our activation budget to get it going, if that makes sense.
Now, I'm looking up something right now, and it's showing a guaranteed vendor. It was a heating and cooling. I just pulled it up, and it says Google Guaranteed. That's what you're referring to?
Yep, yep. Yeah, if it says Google Guaranteed and they have the green check marks next to them, that's that section that I'm talking about where I could be promoting your business there. And it's also, you know, something that's really cool about is a lot of, you know, business owners don't even know it's available yet, so you kind of would be way ahead of the curve in getting your business listed there.
Is there any contract?
No, there's not a contract with any of this. Remember, I was telling you yesterday we're a performance-based company, or a few days ago when we talked. So we allow you to go month to month and track the results that you're receiving and pay as you go. So, you know, if you wanted to do the initial package. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you also, Jeff, is that with the Facebook ads, we can target those wherever you like as well. So you don't have to be in Fort Myers only for the Facebook ads. You can target the high-end areas down in Naples and the certain, you know, spots that you want to focus on with those Facebook ads too.
Now, the Facebook,
so if you wanted to... Yeah, it's per click. So what they do is they track what people in that area are searching. And when they're searching for interior design or kitchen remodel or different keywords relating to what you do, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So if they're just going through their Facebook newsfeed and they don't do anything about it, they just pass right by it, then you're not charged for anything. Okay, so their only charge is when they click on it, and they look at your, you know, profile and your ad for further contact.
And what is the average click?
That depends. It varies in every area. So that's all determined when you talk to the technician for the client interview. But with Facebook ads, they're definitely a lot more affordable than Google ads. So I've seen Google ads be, you know, $30, $40, $50 for one click, right? But with the Facebook ads, I've seen them as low as 10 cents a click or 30 cents a click. So, you know, that's why when we bundle the program with the Facebook ads, people like it a lot more because they get a lot more activity doing the Facebook ads, right? But also the budget lasts a lot longer because let's say you took, you know, $300 and you threw it into Google ads and the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click. After only 10 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on, right? But with the Facebook ads, if they're 10 cents a click, that $300 is going to last you throughout the whole month, and you're going to also get a lot of people clicking on it and viewing your profile and going to your site and contacting you from it, you know? So that's why people love, you know, bundling the package together with the Facebook ads is, number one, you can target the specific areas that you want, but also the pay-per-click rate is a lot more affordable than the Google AdWords.
Okay, so then, the Google pay-per-click is different than the Google Guaranteed.
Correct. Yeah, what the initial package that we're discussing, it'll put you on the first page in a spotlight position in the local map section, which is the highest revenue generating section online. And what I mean by that is when a consumer does a search online, 87% will actually bypass the pay-per-click ads that run at the top, and they'll go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. And when I say nobody, it's less than 1% of consumers will click to page two. So with that first package, the $299 monthly, you get that spotlight position, you get the Facebook ads, you get some of the popular directories, the mobile optimization, making sure that Curtis Allen Designs is coming up from the smartphones and the tablets and the voice-activated devices, and you get the tracking system so you can see, you know, which, how many clients are coming from Facebook and how many from Google and all of the keywords that you're ranking for as well as the areas that they're touching, okay?
And then this area, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's more tied into Fort Myers, but again, we're bundling it with the Facebook ads, so you can target Naples and specific areas with the Facebook ads.
But,
so
if we had a Naples address, we'd be able to tie it in with it?
Exactly. If you had a Naples address, then we would just create a new Google business profile, get that listing verified for Naples, and then rather than being on the first page in the maps in Fort Myers, you would be in the first page in the maps in Naples. And then again, it's not, you know, bound to just that one area or that one zip code, because it does start spiderwebbing out into the surrounding areas based on the relevancy, the keyword, popularity, population density. And the easiest way I could explain that is, let's say that we're working, and we work with any type of industry across the board because everybody uses Google, right? Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. So let's say that we're placing a taxi cab company and they're in New York City. We might put them up there on the maps and they might get, five block radius because there's thousands and thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City, right? But let's say that we're working with an art gallery and they're out in Idaho somewhere. That art gallery might get a several hundred mile radius because, you know, even though their art gallery is, you know, several hundred miles away, there's not that many art galleries in Idaho. So they would get a farther reach or a farther traction, if you will. So that's different for every single industry. But yeah, you would definitely, if you set up a Naples address, start there, and then you could, you know, spider web out into the surrounding areas, and then you could do the opposite, run Facebook ads for Fort Myers or run Facebook ads for Naples, Fort Myers, and, you know, maybe five or six targeted areas that you want them to run. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if we had storage space in Naples? Can we
wouldn't work. No, because storage facilities, they already have a verified Google listing with the storage address on it, so that would be considered a duplicate, and it would hurt your rankings if you did that. So the storage wouldn't work, but a residential address would work. If you could think of anyone that's like a friend or a relative or a colleague, you could use that.
Well, the only problem is if anybody searches the address, right, because I would do that. But she said it doesn't show up the address.
Yeah, Google will hide it once it's verified. So the only thing they would use the address for is to have you guys prove that you're a trusted business in the Naples area, because they would want to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into that area and steal clients, right? So what they might do is say, hey, we need a video verification where we want you to be in that Naples area and upload some documents, you know, showing that you're in that area. And then once you do that, then they solidify it and they say, okay, this is a valid business and we can publish them. Or what they do sometimes is they'll send a 5-digit PIN code to the Naples address. Then when you get it back to us, we submit it to Google and they say, okay, they actually are a business in Naples because they got the code that we sent them, right? Google hardly does that anymore. That's kind of like their old school way of doing it. The last year or two, they haven't been sending out too many PIN codes, but they do use it once in a while. So, you know, if you saw you used a Naples address and, you know, whoever agreed to let you use their address, you would just let them know, like, hey, I don't think it's going to be applicable, but if you see a little postcard-sized envelope from Google coming, just make sure to set it aside because that's very important and you would need that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that is a big thing for us, like, because, like you say, doing it here, we're really missing out on opportunities in an area that reflect what the type of business is that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So what percentage of your business now comes locally? Is it 0% or do you get a couple of clients here and there from Fort Myers? And, but you know for a fact that, you know, Naples is high end, so you'll get more business there or?
Well, I mean, we've had business in Naples before, and we've had business in Estero, which is also south of here. But there is a lot of money in this area, too. But one of my other concerns is there's another company here that does business, you know, relatively the same as ours. But their advertising campaign has been horrendous over the last couple of years. And just based on their advertising, I never would have done business with them. But they've obviously brought in a new company. And
yes, I see.
Their advertising is now really on point. And I think that that's going to affect us. They're larger than we are. But, I mean, we're not trying to get like them. But, I mean, that is going to, I do believe that that's going to affect our business. Don't you, Jeff?
It actually, when we are up against them, I'm usually closing the job because of the cost.
You got one computer we can pull a power cable off of?
I'm not sure.
That's the one thing we didn't grab.
But they're a little bit different than us, but like I say, they've polished themselves, you know, well.
Yes.
So that would be our competitor in the area. But
well, you wouldn't really have to worry too much about them, and here's why. Because we're the best of the best in the industry, we focus on exposure, right? Making sure that Curtis Allen Designs is found in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we specialize in. But we're also very, very big on conversion, making sure that when that potential client sees you, so let's say they see you and they see that competitor, right? We want to make sure that they have a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in calling Curtis Allen Designs first. And how we would attract that is by putting, you're a trusted business in the community of four generations. You have X amount of years of industry expertise. We could post some before and after photos, do weekly posts on the Google listing. All of that will add to your credibility and say, wow, this company looks like they know what they're doing, and, you know, kind of create that urgency for them to call you first. So we're not going to just slap you up there.
I think that, we still have our you know, our brand behind us, which I think is good, and our advertising.
Absolutely.
But
100%.
That I think that we really, I mean, for us to make the difference in what we're trying to do right now.
Yep.
For our plan for the future, we really have to get south. And knowing that no matter what we do, when people are in Naples or South Estero, when they go to Google, we're not making the list. Just knowing that is infuriating because we're losing out all that money. And it's
I get it.
It's like basically selling a very expensive sports car, and all the people with money are 200 miles away from you.
Right.
And they don't know about you unless they hit Google, and you're never they're never going to find you. So
right.
That's kind of, I mean, I know that's an extreme, like, you know, but that's kind of like how we are. We're up here, they're down there, they're only going to find us on Google, and they're not going to find us.
Right.
So that's rough. And so we've got to figure out how to bridge that gap, because I think once we bridge that gap, it's going to make a huge difference, because the company itself is very good, but we can't get to those people if we don't have that avenue.
Right.
I mean, unless we're doing commercials, and we're not going to do that.
I agree.
So that's why I'm saying we have to come up with some loop that we can do. So whether that be, like you're saying, whether that be somebody in Naples that we know that we can use their address, or find enough, cheap enough space somewhere that we can, use it.
Yeah, there's virtual offices out there that'll work too. Sometimes people will set up in like a high-rise building or something, like a virtual office where, you know, they don't ever go there, but they can rent out the space and use it for mailing and whatnot. And those mm-hmm. virtual offices will work too, as long as it's not like a P.O. box or a UPS store or something like that.
And that's, so you could, that's what we need to do. That's what we have to, that's how we have to get to that space, because without getting to those people, we're spinning our wheels here.
So, question for you.
Yes.
So, let's say that we, you know, like, we did it, we signed up with our address currently where we're at. Could we change our address if we were to inhabit a different location in Naples?
Of course, yeah. So, you would have the opportunity if you wanted to, you know, add a second location and have two separate profiles, you could do that. Or we would just update the account that we have with the Naples information, and then you would go in and remove us as a manager from the Fort Myers Google page, and then we would just create the new Google page, and you guys would be the owners of it, and we would just manage the new Google page. So you would have the opportunity to do either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you, my dad's gone now. Okay, so what would you say then, I guess the next step would be, April?
Well, I'd like to coordinate them both at the same time. Because as you were saying, I just looked that up, what you were talking about, virtual office space.
Yep.
And, if we could click in with something like that at the same time, that would be great.
Like, I see what you're saying. Have them go both on together. Is that something that's legitimate, a virtual office space?
Yeah, it'd take me a minute to, like, look it up a little bit, but I mean, if that's an option. And
then we could set up both addresses.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, and if you do both addresses, I can actually reduce the second one to $249 monthly. They always do that for a second location or a business owner that has two separate businesses. So you would pay $299 monthly for the first one and then just $249 monthly for the second one. And so if you wanted to do both at the same time, I could also do just the $199 setup fee for both of them. So you would pay $647 up front and then $548 monthly if you wanted to do it that way.
$647, you said $548 monthly. And that $548, that would include like the Google guarantee, the Facebook, all that?
No, that includes the Google map, the local map listing for Naples. Yeah. And then, the Facebook ads, the mobile optimization, it would do the tracking system, you know, making sure you're coming up from not only desktops and laptops, but also the mobile devices, right? So that's what that $249 package would entail, would be the same exact thing you're getting for the first one, but they would reduce the second one by $50 a month. If you wanted to, you could do the Fort Myers one that you have now and then just pay the application fee for the Google guaranteed. So you could also do, let me just see what that would calculate out to. You could also do $648 today, which is the $398 for one location plus the $250 application fee. And then you're just paying $299 month to month. And when the Google guaranteed application gets approved, they call you and they say, hey, we're ready to activate. Do you want to do the $713 for the activation budget?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think, I think maybe trying to coordinate them both at the same time might be a really good idea. And now you say the second one does not show up, or it does, or what happens with that one?
Oh, so the second one, it would still show up on the maps, but it would be in the new area. And if it's a virtual address, We could even hide it. If, you know, you don't want someone going to like a virtual office and find out that you're not actually there, right? So we could hide the address on it also if it's a virtual address. Or what you could do, because, you know, I did a query and I noticed that just in the Fort Myers area alone, and I put in, you know, luxury kitchen designs, high-end designs, and, you know, certain keywords that would attract higher-end clientele. And there were 1,018 searches done in the Fort Myers area under those high-end keywords over the last 30 days. So that tells me that, yes, you have to grow. Yes, you have to go south. You have to go into Naples. But there's also a solid book of business, you know, based on what's trending that's in your area that also could be slipping through your fingers, right? So I always say every second that you wait getting on the first page, you know, there's a book of business that is slipping through your fingers. And with that being said, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and 1,018 clients are going to come flooding in, because that's not realistic, right? Yeah. But statistically, since we know 87% of consumers hire off the first page, for you guys as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So
yeah,
what I would say...
We used to be on the first page a while ago. When we had a company that was, who was actually taking care of it, and we were on the first page.
Yeah, and I bet you saw a lot of business coming in from it, right?
We did, and as I say, we found out that it was like, you know, things started. Well, then of course we had the hurricane, and of course there was a ton of business, but then as it started slowing down and, you know, we were looking at our website, we were like, you know, this isn't happening. How come we're not showing up? And obviously realized they weren't doing anything for us at all. So
I see. So do you have access to the Google listing so you could add us, or are they the ones that created it?
To the Google listing?
Yeah, the Google business page that you have. Did you set that up and then you added them as a manager, or did they set it up?
I'm not sure. Jeff, did they set it up, or did we, and did we add them as a manager, or how?
You're talking about T and
Say. Yeah.
They set it up. I think we had to add them.
They set it up?
They set it up, but we just had to put them down as
the manager. Okay. They set it up and then we put them down as the manager.
Okay, so we would send you an email that would say, you know, please add us as a manager to the Google business page, and you would go in with the login that you know, which is usually just an email address and a password, and if you get in, no problem. You follow the instructions on the email, and you add Local Splash as a manager. If you can't get in, then you just contact that former company and say, hey, we need the login credentials to our Google page. And they should be able to give it to you. If, let's say it's a company that went out of business and you can't reach them anymore or something, then we do have a verification department that would have other ways to get, you know, access to it. But those take a little bit longer. So the easiest way is to just add us as a manager, or have that company give you the credentials so you can add us as a manager. That would go faster. So, but what I'm saying, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I think you'll probably have no problem just getting into it if you contact them. And then what I would do, honestly, just because, you know, like I said, every second that you wait, potentially there's business that you're missing out on, is maybe get started with Fort Myers now. And then I can put a note in here that as long as you upgrade and you add that Naples one within the next 30 days, we'll still honor that $249 pricing for the second one. So we could, you know, at least get the ball rolling on the first one right now. And then, you know, when you're ready, we can add the second one.
Okay.
Because right now you don't have a virtual address, right? And you'd have to look into it a little bit.
I do, yeah. We would, it would have to at least a week to
exactly,
you know, investigation and et cetera.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think just because today is the way that today is, and we're all kind of like running around here like with chickens with our heads cut off.
Of course.
We are going to have to just table till the beginning of the week.
Sure.
We are going to follow through with it, but we do have to just make sure that we're doing it correctly, because we did jump into, you know, the other one and just assumed, and I'm not saying that about you, but I'm just saying that, you know, we assumed that they were taking care of things, and, you know, thousands of dollars later, here we are with no presents. And
I see. Well, the nice thing about this program is if you calculate it out, it comes to only $9 and some change per day to increase your business. There is no contract, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And I know that you'll absolutely love it. You'll be profitable. You'll never cancel because nobody ever would on profit, right? And you'll be with us next year at this time, and you'll absolutely be thrilled with it. But let's say that you did. Let's say for some reason you tried it for a month or two and you didn't like it and you ended up canceling. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because everything that we created for you, you'll always keep that for your business. So at that point, you know, you'd be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'd be on some of the popular directories, accessible from the mobile platform. You know, if you ever, you know, canceled naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger presence than you have right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think it could be worse. So.
Yeah. And you too, with your dad, I mean, he's very blessed to have you too, because you're both there going to be monitoring it for him and helping him set it up and the whole nine yards, right? So you'll know very quickly if you're going to want to continue with it or not. So you're never going to get to the point where you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars and not getting a return, right? Because you'll see, you know, businesses coming in and we love it and we're going to keep it. Or, you know, oh, this is just another situation like before and we're not getting anywhere. And then that's fine. Then you cancel. But because we're a premier partner to Google, that doesn't happen with us. We've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So there's a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners renew with this program month after month after month. You know, it's not because they have to, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. You know, I believe I told your dad this the other day, but our goal is never for someone to spend $299 monthly and then just break even, because although that's nice, that's not a smart business decision, right?
Yeah.
So our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting them where that high revenue and 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as I say, I think, like, you know, talking today, you know, I'm quite sure that we're gonna move forward. It's just a quirky time for us today.
I get it.
But I'm gonna leave it with Jeff. I won't be here next week. And neither will Haley Rose, but our next step would be setting up an appointment with you guys to look over our things, or what is involved?
Yeah, I mean, since you're going to be out next week, what we could do is get the ball rolling on the first one. And I know that today's a quirky day for you, but we could create an appointment either for Thursday or Friday for you to knock that client interview out. And that's where my technician would call you and go over the keywords and the service area and linking your website and getting you placed, right? And then by next week, you probably would have a more hands on the virtual office and what you're going to do with Naples. And then we could always, you know.
That sounds good. No, that sounds
you wanna do
good.
That? Okay, so let's do that. So what time are you thinking would work between Thursday or Friday for the client interview? And I'll see what's available. That appointment takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Thursday's great. Friday morning's great.
Do you want to do it sometime Thursday?
Yeah.
Just in case.
What do you have tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have 10, 11, or 12, or 5 or 6 p.m.
Interview.
You said 11? 10, 11, or 12.
Yep, we could do 11.
What 11
works? I'm just verifying. Yeah.
Okay, so 11?
Yeah. We can do 11.
10, 11, or 12.
Yeah.
Let's say 11.
11.
Mm-hmm. 11. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'll book out an hour from 11 to 12 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Now, is it going to be a conference with all three of you again, or is it going to be?
No, it'll be with Alexa and with Jeff.
Alexa and Jeff, okay. And then we're going to call this same number.
Do you need our sign-in for our Google at that time?
If you can, add us to a manager. I'll send you that email right now so you can start working on it. If you don't have it by tomorrow, that's okay, as long as you get it within a timely manner. You know, don't put it on the back burner where, you know, you don't think of it for another 2 weeks, and, you know, because that'll hold up the placement. But if you can do it within the next day or so, that would be great. Okay. Now, for the client interview, are we going to call the 0263 number or this one, the 0011, or does it not matter?
0011.
The 0011.
Okay, and then it's going to be with Jeff and Alexa.
And who is the person that's going to be reaching out?
I don't know at this point. We have several technicians over there, and I just pop it in the calendar. But what they will do is they'll notify me at 11 tomorrow, like, hey, I'm ready for the client interview. So they'll have me call you back and kind of introduce them. So I'll know tomorrow when they reach out to me which one it's going to be. I just don't know at this time. And then in order to set this up, did you guys want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A credit card.
Okay, and does it say the business name or your name or both? How does it actually read?
Does the Cap 1 say the business, Jeff, or just your name?
Oh, no, it just has our...
Does it make a difference?
We like it to match. For instance, let's say it has his name in the business, but there's a middle initial displayed in his name or something. We like it to match what it shows on the card.
Okay, then I guess we'll just give you our debit card then.
The debit card. Okay. And then how does that one read?
Here. Jeffrey A. Spector and Curtis Allen Design.
Yeah. So it has both of them. Jeffrey A. Spector and then Curtis
and
Allen.
And Curtis Allen Designs. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then for that debit card, is it 1919 Courtney Drive for the billing address, or is it a different address for billing?
No, it's the same one.
Same. Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4607.
Were you doing it by memory, Jeff? That's pretty good. Okay, but
I'm that much credit.
I was impressed.
So it's 4607.
Okay.
3065.
Okay.
9036.
Okay.
6456.
Okay. And expiration?
Is 11/27.
And the code?
Is 143.
143. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you. And this will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So it'll be recorded for quality assurance, but some of this is a little repetitive of everything I already asked you guys, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Curtis Allen Designs.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jeffrey Spector, owner.
And I know that Jeffrey, as the owner, is authorized to make a decision like this on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And then he's also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then lastly, because I got you guys special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with just e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So in a moment, and Jeff, if you have the phone on you ending in 0263, I have that one set up to receive text messages. So you're going to get a text to that number that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. And then once that comes through, there'll be a link in there that will say, click here to accept your subscription terms. And let me just see on this end and make sure that the text messaging is enabled. I think it should be, but... Okay, yep, it went out. I got the notification that it went out. Jeffrey, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So you should have that text. If not, we can check the email. There's a Local Splash initial invoice email that went out too, and that same link is in the email as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I sent you guys an email on the Google Guaranteed, so you know you guys can go back in and kind of look at that if you ever want to consider it for the future, just so you can get more info on how that works. But I'll follow up with you next week for Naples and just see if you got that virtual address and, you know, get it added on for the $249 at that time.
Okay.
Now, tell me if you got this. I did click on it. And,
if it's asking you for a username and password, then that's your sign that it went through. So if, when you click on it, there's 2 little boxes that you have to check that will say, one, that you get text messages, 2, that you're authorized. And then once those both turn blue with the check mark, you can put your name exactly how it shows on the billing. So Jeffrey A. Spector. And then, like I said, if you see that username and password prompt, then that's a good sign. That means that it went through.
So I have to create one then, right?
Yeah.
No, that username and password, it's already in your welcome email. So you don't have to worry about that right now. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. But there is already a username and password that's been generated for you.
And that's in his email. Did you hear that?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's also the username and password that you'll use to go on the dashboard to track the results that you're getting. And then, Jeffrey, since you're not sure if it went through or not, did I spell your first name okay? I put J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
Right.
Okay. And then S like Sam, P like Paul, E, C, T as in Tom, O, R, Spector?
Yes.
Okay, so it should work just with the middle initial A in there, and it should work.
And do you guys have an app?
There's only an app right now that's in beta testing for our call tracking numbers. There's not an app for the dashboard, but they are working on it. So you'll be the first to know once that comes out. But we only have one for call tracking numbers.
Okay. For email.
Thank you, Tina.
All right. Okay. Well, if you got that done, you guys are all good to go. So welcome aboard. And then my technician will call you tomorrow around 11 o'clock. And then also, anytime you call in, the customer support number is also on those text messages and those emails. If you ever call in and you hit option 1, anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So anytime you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
All right. And Tina, tomorrow when he calls, is he going to be going over, like, our keywords and things
yes.
like that? Or,
okay. Yep, your services, your keywords, linking your website, sending you the information to add us as a manager also to the Facebook. I am
okay.
going to send you the one right now that will say important, please add us to your Google listing. So you'll have that one ahead of the curve. And there's an email that automatically goes out on all